In this bulletin, vigils to remember the victims of Friday's terror attack in London. New figures reveal offshore immigration detention will cost taxpayers more than $1 billion over the next 3 years. And Australia has beaten Pakistan in the second test in Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Tributes are pouring in across the United Kingdom as vigils were held for the victims of the London Bridge terror attack. Convicted terrorist Usman Khan stabbed several people at Fishmongers Hall on Friday. Two people died while three others were injured. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn and London Mayor Sadiq Khan stood together while observing a minute's silence during the service at Guildhall Yard in London. Mr. Khan says uniting and supporting each other is how the country can heal and overcome such darkness.
The best way to defeat this hatred is not by turning on one another, but it's by focusing on the values that bind us, to take hope from the heroism of ordinary Londoners and our emergency services who ran towards danger, risking their lives to help people they didn't even know.
A second vigil was held in Cambridge. New figures put the cost of Australia's offshore detention program at more than $1 billion over the next 3 years. That's according to a new report by Save the Children, GetUp and the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, which breaks down the cost of keeping someone in offshore detention to just over $570,000 per person per year. It comes as the Senate prepares to vote on whether medical evacuation laws should be repealed. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie will have the deciding vote as to whether or not the government passes the repeal. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's disappointed with global commitments to reducing carbon emissions. Monday's comment coincided with the first day of the COP25 summit in Madrid, a meeting aimed at creating a global plan to address climate change. Mr. Guterres says all countries must commit to being carbon neutral by 2025. He says he's also very concerned by countries like Australia not phasing out coal with renewable energy sources.
There is one major concern we have now, which is coal in East Asia, in South Asia, in Southeast Asia. We believe that the addiction to coal can undermine our efforts in climate action, and our strong recommendation is for countries to think seriously before building new coal power plants, and for those that can do it, to start phasing out the old ones.
United States President Donald Trump is flying to Britain for the NATO summit despite an ongoing impeachment hearing against him. It comes at a critical moment for the 70-year-old military alliance, with the US wanting other countries to increase their defence spending. The president has criticised the House Judiciary Committee for choosing to host the impeachment hearings when they knew he'd be absent. And Mr. Trump says the Ukrainian president has already cleared his name.
The do-nothing Democrats decided when I'm going to NATO, this was set up a year ago, that when I'm going to NATO, that was the exact time. This is one of the most important journeys that we make as president. And for them to be doing this and saying this and putting an impeachment on the table, which is a hoax to start off with. If you notice, there was breaking news today. The Ukrainian president came out and said very strongly that President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong.
In cricket, bowler Nathan Lyons has helped Australia soar to victory over Pakistan in the second test in Adelaide. The home side won by an innings and 48 runs. Lyons' impressive 5 for 69 saw Pakistan's batters quickly all out for 239. The win marks only the second time in Australia's history that they've won all matches in a series by more than an innings. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, very hot and mostly sunny, 39 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, cloudy and 19. Hobart, showers and becoming windy, 15. Canberra, becoming windy and mostly sunny, 21. Wollongong, smoke haze, mostly sunny, 25. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, smoke haze, 29. Brisbane sunny and 33, Cairns partly cloudy 34, and Darwin a shower or two, a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.